It's the next gear on podtech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. I'm joined today by iZion Enos. He is with Miles Automotive Group out of Malibu, California. And I'm sitting in front of an absolutely gorgeous vehicle. I've been waiting for this. The new high-speed all-electric vehicle by Miles Automotive. Tell us about this vehicle.
Well, this is our high-speed, as you say, 100% electric vehicle. It's a five-door, five-passenger sedan. It is, as you can see, a beautiful vehicle. It's a full-size sedan, which will take you 150 miles or more, 85 miles an hour or more.
On a single charge?
On a single charge. This vehicle is designed to charge from a 110 or a 220 outlet, so any household outlet. Your laundry outlet in your garage, for example, will charge this vehicle to its very top in about 6 to 8 hours from a full discharge. If you only take it, say, half of the range, your charge time will be cut in half. You'll be looking at a couple hours to take you 80 miles, 100 miles.
You guys must be really psyched about this.
We're extremely proud. It's been a collaborative effort of our parent company, Tianjin and TQEV, Shamish & Sons, our parent company, and ourselves, Miles Automotive, to develop, as you see, a high-speed, freeway-capable, all-electric vehicle that we can send to consumers within the next 18 months. In quantity, in volume. We're setting up a dealership network to really do this right, to really introduce ourselves as a new type of car company, to introduce a lithium-ion battery-powered car, literally a new type of technology, and we hope a new conception of what a vehicle is, of it not only being a vehicle to get you and your family around, but really to make a statement for the future, make a statement for our future generations. And we view the entire enterprise as really a legacy project to prove to everyone, to really re-educate the public and ourselves that we can do good. We can do well by doing good. We can have our fancy cars. We can go about our lives, but knowing that nothing's coming out of that tailpipe. Mm-hmm. We're not polluting, and we're leaving a lot less to degrade our environment.
So you're using a lithium-ion battery. Talk about that technology for a second and how you feel it is advanced and safe enough in order to actually put it in this vehicle, perhaps when other major automakers are still dilly-dallying on the subject.
Well, with all due regards to our gasoline brethren, the lithium-ion technology that we've developed is 100% safe. We have been testing it for several years. As our low-speed vehicle has shown, which I believe you spotlighted in the past, these vehicles are designed to be fully NHTSA, DOT, and CARB compliant. We crash test them to EU safety standards. Part of the Miles mission is to bring in safety, to bring in environmentally sound practices. To us, the two go hand in hand. Lithium-ion technology, to perhaps other manufacturers, has been hard to get a hold of. And for us, it has been too. But our dedication, I think, is indicative by the fact that we chose the technology. Miles Rubin, our chairman, chose electricity because the infrastructure is available now. Lithium ion packs and sort of making the graduation from lead acid to nickel metal hydride and now to lithium ion with their higher output was a challenge. But it was deemed as a necessary challenge and really comparatively a minimal challenge compared to, say, devising a whole new infrastructure for, say, hydrogen. Again, the electric vehicle and what we see its potential is really as an intermediary vehicle. Hydrogen will be a wonderful, wonderful technology when it comes. The concern is that when will it come? 10, 15, 20 years, and at what cost? This vehicle proves that in 18 to 24 months, thousands of Americans can have a 100% electric vehicle that costs them, your standard price for, say, your average touring sedan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are we talking for an MSRP?
We're talking between $28,000 and $30,000. The vehicle comes standard as you see it. It has Bluetooth, GPS navigation, all the accoutrements.
Air conditioning,
power steering.
Cassette, stereo, CD. Mm-hmm.
As you can see, it was designed to look like a regular vehicle.
It looks like a Camry, a Tercel, or, you know.
We're very proud to say that it sports a Pininfarina Italian styling and interior design. So you're sure of, I'm sure you've heard of the Italian maker. He's designed the Ferrari F50, the Maserati Quattroporte, and a couple of other notable vehicles. His design house has designed this vehicle to look like your average sedan.
Do you think that that's really an important part about how these vehicles be perceived and be accepted, that they actually have a mainstream design appeal to them, as opposed to maybe some of the futuristic designs that we've seen of some of these other styles?
Personally, in a way, yes. We've been asked, I have a funny story. When I went to change the tires on this vehicle, I told our guy, well, I'm bringing in an electric car, and I want to put new tires on it. And when I showed up in this vehicle, he said, okay, where's the electric car? And I said, that's it. And he's like, what? That's not an electric car. It speaks to the fact that these futuristic designs, it's sort of the excitement of the technology. What Miles has done, what this company aims to do, is to bring that excitement and that technology into something easily palatable, into something easily integrated into our lives. You can drive up into this car at work, no one will know that it's any different until you plug it in and start going 200 or plus miles per gallon equivalent. Mm-hmm. No one will know the difference. And that's sort of what puts a smile on our face, is that you can integrate these into your lives. In just a year and a half, you'll be able to go to a dealership and buy one and plug it in at home and never have to pay gas again.
Are you and Miles Automotive Group examining plug-in vehicle-to-grid technology, smart grid technology at all, and the opportunity that these type of vehicles could mm-hmm. potentially play mm-hmm. In the energy grid?
The beauty of Miles Automotive, as I see it, is that we are a company devoted to the entire idea of alternative fuels. We support plug-in hybrids. We support technologies going full electric. We support the hydrogen infrastructure and technologies that would supplement that. This vehicle is designed to be a fully electric vehicle. And again, as I said, as a transitional vehicle to whatever the future may bring. As those technologies become online and Miles Automotive continues to support that, I'm confident that whatever the future may bring, whatever the technology will allow us, will be there.
Right.
One of the beautiful things I believe about Miles Automotive is that we're committed to infrastructure. We're committed literally to the future. As we've seen in the past with a lot of other technologies, perhaps less demanding to the survival of society, is that after education, infrastructure responds, which is to say that after the human mind, the public conception is educated, for example, the safety and viability of a 100% electric vehicle, the infrastructure will respond. People will start putting plugs out. Gas stations will put panels on their roofs and have a nice little place with a plug-in. Infrastructure to charge the vehicles faster will respond. Batteries will become smaller and more cost-efficient. That sort of boom in infrastructure is what we envision happening with the entire alternative fuel movement. We don't really see it as an overnight movement. We see it as a revolutionary, world-changing event, and we stand with our other compatriots to see it occur.
And your final thoughts on the release of the new vehicle, Javelon? Mm-hmm.
Javelon, it's a proud division of Miles Automotive Group, and I envision that it'll literally revolutionize the world. It'll give people options to do well by doing good, and to do good by doing well. Well for themselves, well for their families, and literally well for the world.
And we can get more information on the Javelon where?
Feel free to check out our website. It's milesautomotive.com, M-I-L-E-S, automotive. One word, there's a lot of information about our current products, our low-speed vehicle, and stay tuned for more information on the Javelon.
Due in late 2008 to a showroom near you. I, Zion Enos, it's a pleasure having you on the podcast
today.
Thank you
very much.
And learning more about the Javelon as part of Miles Automotive Group. For the next year, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.